Good morning, church. Today the Bible reading will be Matthew chapter 28, verse 16 until 20. Then the 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, they worshipped him, but some doubt. And then Jesus came to them and said, "All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit, and teaching them to obey everything I have commanded you. And surely I am with you always to the very end of the age. Amen."
Good morning. It is a joy once again and a pleasure to be in front of you at the International Baptist Church of Eindhoven in sharing God's word to your heart, to your mind, to your life. It's a joy. It is a privilege. It's my second time here. I want to thank God for this opportunity and Pastor Gilbert for allowing us to be with you at this worship service. I belong to the World Mission Board of Brazilian Baptist Convention, but since April this year, my wife and I are based in Lisbon, Portugal, helping in the process of revitalization of one very small Baptist church. Besides other things, this is one of our responsibility. So we would like to ask your prayers, your support in prayers for this process. God may allow us to be his instrument in this process of revitalization of that church. My prayer this morning is in some way God may touch your heart, your mind, your life through this message. Though it is a well-known text, it might come anew with some challenging. God has a task to accomplish in Netherlands and in the world. In this task, he expresses his heart, his mission. And when you think about the word mission, what comes in our mind, in your mind? God's mission will be accomplished through your life, through your family, provided you and your family and your heart, your mind, is linked with his purpose. And when you speak and you think about God's heart or God's mission, normally, for me, it comes in my mind, God's will. I remember 40 years back when I came to know Christ in a personal way. One of the questions that came in my mind and what I was taught by those who were helping me was this question. What is God's will for your life? But you see, this is not the right question. See what Blackaby mentioned in these statements there. What is God's will for my life? Is not the right question. I start wrongly in my beginnings. I think, says Blackaby, the correct question is, what is the will of God? Once I know the will of God, then I can adapt my life to him. In other words, what does God intend to do in the place where I am? Once I know what he is doing, then I know what I need to do. The center has to be God, and not my life, and neither your life. How do you react? The center has to be God. What is the God big picture for Netherlands, Europe, and all over the world? What he wants to accomplish? Once you and I know who is this God, the creator of the world, once you and I is fully aware the being of Christ, who became Jesus at Bethlehem the first Christmas 2000 some time back. Then you, when you align with him, with his task and his purpose, then it will become the greatest realization of your life. Whatever you are, whatever you do, being a professor, a engineer, or a public servant, whatever is your profession, the most important thing is to align what you are and what you do with God's big picture. And may God allow us in these 25 minutes that you are here together to understand a little bit this big picture. You can do through the theology of creation, chapter 1 and 2 of Genesis. Our children will be studying this. God keeps his promise. You can read second part of Isaiah, the new heaven, new earth that God started bringing about. You can approach to this topic with the life of Jesus, especially the book of Ephesians, a fantastic book that explains God's heart to mankind. Fantastic. If you don't know, better to learn sometime in a systematic way. But the text that we have just read, Matthew 28, 16 to 20, speaks about four main items of Christ's task and commission that the International Baptist Church as a group here, you should be involved. Let me speak about these four items. The first one is the person of Christ. See there. 11 disciples went to Galilee, to the mountain where Jesus had told them to go. When they saw him, when they saw Jesus, two reactions there. Some of them worshipped him, but some doubt. Very interesting. Normally, you go fast to the verse 18, and you miss verse 16 and verse 17. What you found here? Some of them understood the being of Christ. Who he is? His ontological being. When they understood who Christ was, what they did it? They worshipped him. Very key question. The gospel is not only an ideology. It is an ideology. It speaks about human life, about a nation, about justice, about the dignity. It speaks about culture. But it's not only an ideology. It would be a doctrine. Gospel is not only a set of codes and rules. It's not simply love and peace. The greatest message of Jesus was not about peace. Was not about love. He spoke about love. He spoke about peace. The gospel is not only a human proposal. If it were a human proposal, you know, would be a religion, man-made, like all other religion in the world. The gospel is one person. A peculiar person, the uniqueness of Christ. Christ has no similarity with other religious or political leaders of this world. He does not have existence. Before the creation of the Netherlands and of the world, Christ was a part of the economy of the triune God, was already there. 2000 years ago, he didn't come into existence. The eternal Christ, who is the creator of all of us, all culture, became Jesus for your sake and the sake of mankind. They worshipped him. And the word worship is well worthwhile to think about. It's not so well confused word today. Normally, we think worship linking with songs. But there are people who sing who do not worship. See what the Christian apologist who succeeded Francis Schaeffer in the first half of the 20th century and Ravi Zacharias in the second half of the century. What he said about submission, the Indian apologist. I came across to this statement during my doctoral in missiology some years back. He said like this, worship is the submission of all our nature to God. The quickening of consciousness by his holiness. Nourishment of mind by his truth. The purifying of imagination by his beauty. Opening of the heart by his love. Submission of will to his purpose. Wow. Worship is linked to your nature. Linked to God. Your conscience affected by his holiness. Your imagination impregnated by his beauty. Your heart filled by his love. Your will submitted to this triune God in Christ. When this happens in your life, then it is really adoration and worship. And we express this worship through our giving, through our testimony, through our work, and through our songs. As he said, all this gathering in adoration is the greatest of human expression. The first thing, in the commission, the person of Christ, his uniqueness. There is no rival. He has no beginning. He is the center of our service today. It should be. You find here an antivision of new earth and new heaven. People of different nationalities, background, culture, language, as you sang in one of our songs in different language. All united in Christ, the creator of this country, the creator of Europe, and the creator of all the world, the person of Christ. They bow down before him. Was not the Greek word latreia? Latreia is to serve God. Moses asked Pharaoh, the most powerful leader at that time, to permit the people to go out of the country to worship him. It's not latreia. The word is not tereskeia in Greek. Tereskeia, practice of religion. Another word for worship is letergeo. It's not this word. The word is proskuneo. 57 times in the Greek language, New Testament, to bow down before someone who has dignity. And this is what the people did. Worship the Lord. Second thing in this passage, power of to mission, verse 18. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. Being what Christ is, his uniqueness, there is no rival. Authority comes. All authority in heaven and on earth has been given to me. When you and I, in our personal or professional or family or ecclesiastic level, we face difficulties, remember who is Christ. All authority has been given to me. Instead of looking to the difficulties and the challenge that you need to overcome in our personal life daily,
Let's look and put our focus in the one who has authority and power in his hands. Third thing in the Great Commission, I said for third one, the program or the project of Christ in mission. See verse 19 and 20, first part. Therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, teaching them to obey everything that I have commanded you. What is God's purpose in all the world? Is bringing nature to him, restoring human dignity. The great task in all of this to disciple nation. You are, Ossi Melba Magai is a Filipino sociologist, and she is also a missiologist. I had the opportunity to interact with them during my 2 years of stay in the Philippines, in the mission program that you were involved at that time. He's the one who fought against the dictatorship of Ferdinando Marcos, who ruled Philippines in a dictator way. He developed his missiology, used this ability of being a sociologist for the God's kingdom's sake. What she said, we are to make a disciple of nation, not just individuals, people in their culture, histories, and geographies. This is nation. It's a sociological word. In nation comes language, the culture, literature, music, the way of doing things in the economy, the way you treat human beings, those who are underprivileged. This comes under the word nation. Of course, it is a spiritual thought and a spiritual influence in the country. But it goes more than this. This is what Jesus mentioned. What is his program? To make disciples of all nations. See the missiologist Andrew Walls, what he said about the disciple of nation. What does it mean? It means the word is to pass all those distinctive ways of thought, those networks of kinship, those special way of doing things that give a nation its commonality, its coherence, its identity. The word, says Andrew Walls, has to travel through the shared mental and moral process of a community. A lot of things to think about in a small groups. A lot of things. This is the meaning of discipling a nation. Of course, start with establishing church, a community with an ethics of God's kingdom, the centrality of the cross, centrality of the person of Jesus. But the word must impregnate all the other areas that makes a nation, that gives a nation its own identity. And because you are not doing this in the way you should do, you are facing terrible situation in grand part of Africa, Latin America, in some part of Asia also, even though the church has already been established there. Of course, it's not bringing to earth heaven. This will be done when Christ comes. But our task goes more than individuals, affecting the identity of a nation. This is God's Christ program. He wants to accomplish. He is inviting you and us, the church, your family, money, whatever you have, what you are, or who you are, to serve him, to worship him. Finally, you find the fourth issue in the Great Commission of Christ. Promise in mission. Later part of verse 20. Surely, said Jesus, I am with you always to the very end of the age. I am with you. is a promise. We have found the person of Christ, his identity. You have seen his power. You have seen his task, his mission. And now Christ is offering to you, to the church, to us. We are involved, interested in seeing God's love to be a reality in the Netherlands, Europe, all over the world. You will be facing difficulties. In spite of difficulties, in our faithfulness to Christ, even in our work, because of ethics, when you are facing the challenge of doing things not in the correct way, remember, Jesus told his promise, I am with you. The Dutch Bible, the first one, translated well this verse. I am with you every day. Tas emeras, the Greek word, all, every day. Every day. I will be with you every day in your life. Let me conclude after explaining the four main items for you to think about. A lot of things to reflect in order for you, your family, and the church to link with God's heart, God's purpose for mankind. Let me reflect in two things to conclude. First one, that comes there. No. Before this is the last one. Being a community committed with God's kingdom, God's mission, and doing mission, you know, is the most important service that can be done for a country. You know why? Because it saves lives. Connect people to Jesus. When you and I and the church serve God for the country, saves people, regenerates people, and place the entire group and the entire country under God's blessing. It is not what Andovan Baptist Church wants to do, to put the country, the nation, the world under God's blessing. If it is this is the reality, be an instrument for mission. And second thing for you to reflect, this is a Chinese proverb, comes second. Chinese proverb. Proverb says like this: if your vision is for a year, plant wheat. If your vision is for a decade, plant trees. If your vision is for life, plant people. This is what the proverb says. I don't know what's the water, but I've not asked permission, but I have added one thing. Plant people and disciple nation. What is your purpose? What is a great aim? For your wife, for your family, for your son, for your daughter? Just to give a better and the best education? Just to get a beautiful house? Worthwhile, not a problem. But it should be more than this. If it is for a year, plant wheat. Wheat come today, tomorrow, till go. For a decade, the trees. Trees will last for a couple of years, then one day will fall. But if your vision is for life, lifelong, plant people, disciple nation. Is there a better way to plant people, disciple nation, without the gospel? Without Christ? Is there another way? Align your life. Link your heart, your desire with Christ and his purpose. God's heart, God's mission, beat for Netherlands and beat for Europe and for the world. And your heart, your desire. Let's think about it. God bless you.